And what do you, when a hog is first born, it's a little what? What do you call them? Loons?
Gorgonzola.
Just a little bitty one.
And a pig.
Okay. And when it's a little bit older, do you have a name for that?
No.
Okay. You ever heard the term shoat?
No.
Okay. Okay. Would you know what an unbred female pig is called?
Piglet?
Okay, let me see. How about those little ivory things that come out of a boar's mouth?
Husks.
Okay, and a stiff hair thing on the back. What would you call that? You're talking about razorbacks. They have, but they have big hairy, stiff hairs in their neck. What do they call
mane?
That?
Mane? I don't know.
Okay, it's like in a toothbrush. Toothbrush has
bristles.
All right. Okay, and if you go out to slop the hogs, we were talking about that earlier. And you have these wooden containers.
Troughs.
Yeah, and one of them is a what?
Trough.
Okay. You ever heard of any names for a hog that's grown up in the wild?
Boar.
Okay. Now, if you had a pig or a horse or a calf or anything, or a bull or anything, and you didn't want him to grow up to be. A breeding stock, what would you do?
Castrate them.
Okay. And what's the noise? What kind of a noise would you imagine or does a calf make when it's being, just a little calf, the kind of irritating noise it makes?
Squeal.
Okay. You ever heard? Alright. How about when a cow's at feeding time and it's. What kind of noise does a cow make? Just a cow,
Moo.
Okay. And how about the little gentle noise that a horse makes? Just the nut?
A neigh.
A neigh? Okay. How about any other terms for that you might get?
No.
You ever heard of whinny or winker or winner?
Oh, I heard of whinny.
Okay. All right. Somebody that has a lot of horses, mules, cows, so on, and you get hungry. If someone says, I've got to go out and
feed them.
All right. What would you call them?
The horses?
Everything. What would you call a horse? No.
Animals.
Okay. You call them critters or anything like that? Or livestock? How about... if you had hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, and you have, would you imagine you have a name for all those together? What would you call all those animals together?
Poultry.
Okay. Poultry. Okay. How about if a hen is on a nest of eggs, sitting there on a nest of eggs? What do you call that? You have a name for that?
Not hatching.
Okay. Right. What's that, see this little drawing here? The inside of the
wishbone.
Okay. Is there any superstitions that you can think of that's attached to
if you break them and you get the long side of the bone, your wish supposedly comes true.
Okay. Is there any names for each side? Is there a special name that you can think of for the long and the short end?
No.
Okay. Is it involved with anything, is it just any wish, or is it involved with any specific type of wish?
Nah, any wish.
Okay. And that's basically, okay, how about, what do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you might eat, the liver, the heart, the gizzard, all that stuff, the inside parts? Do you have a name for that? Or your mother might have a name for that, or something you've heard?
You know, I don't know.
And just like the gizzard.
I don't know.
Okay.